tonight, we'll have the Marshfield Blue Jays playing the West Plains Zizzers. I'm Harlan Hutchison, night number two of this tournament. Just saw Norwood pick up a convincing win over Fountain Grove. And this one getting ready to start. The West Plains Zizzers are coming off a spanking at the hands of Springfield Parkview this past Friday night. Again, thanks to our sponsors, Grove Family Restaurant, State Farm Insurance Agent Stephen Gunn, along with S&M Butcher Shop, corporate sponsors, along with Grove Family Restaurant, Grove Pet Supply, Oak Star Bank, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, Shelter Insurance, Ryan Wynn, and Gunter Construction, along with our West Plains Zizzers sponsors. And we're doing sort of a dual broadcast tonight. All the games this week here from this tournament are on the Fox 96.9. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and the tip-off coming up next on the Fox.
The best way to stay healthy is with proper diet and exercise. To ensure a proper diet, JB's Health Mart provides healthy alternatives, certified organic foods, essential oils, all natural vitamins, minerals, and much more. They have what you need to live a healthy life, and you will be greeted by knowledgeable people to help find what is best for you. JB's Health Mart, where the health smart shop at 1504 Preacher Row in West Plains.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole-deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gum, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
All right, we are already underway, and the first foul of the game is called on West Plains, and that'll be on Jacob Moore, 30 seconds in, Marshfield basketball. And we'll pick up the starting lineups as we go. Here's the shot in the wing, no good. Josiah Long with a rebound for West Plains. Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, baseline drive, Jacob Moore outside to Tuma to the right corner. Long, hook pass back to Tuma in the corner. Got a three, and that's too far. Ball tipped out of bounds, and we'll have a foul call inside against West Plains, Jacob Moore. So he picks up two fouls inside the first minute. And so immediately, Aiden Judd has to come into the basketball game. So it's Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Clayton Robbins, and now Aiden Judd. Marshfield starting five. They'll pick them up as they get involved. Ethan Hyder out front, down the key, right-hand drive on the layup is no good by Carson Adams. And West Plains has it. Pass to the low block, back to the point. Clayton for three. It's off the back iron, tipped across, loose, out of bounds off Marshfield. West Plains basketball, 6:38 to go in the first. And still no score. West Plains has played Marshfield one time this season. That was in the blue and gold tournament and blew them out of the water. In the left corner, Josiah Long. Back it goes, Aiden Judd. Inside, Clayton Robbins. Off the screen, Kraft bounced to the low block. Judd, now that's going to be a pushing foul inside on Easton Hyder for Marshfield. Easton Hyder, 5'11 sophomore guard, Carson Adams, 6'4", junior forward. Evan Couchy, a 5'11", freshman. And the rest in a moment. Here's a drive. Good drop step move. Clayton Robbins spins and goes to the basket and lays it in with the right hand. And that's the first basket of the ball game. Hunter Fryman, a 6'1", junior guard from Marshfield, and Trenton Rosenthal, a 6-foot sophomore, round out their starters. Rosenthal down the left side, lob pass back outside. They'll move it there with now Carson Adams at the right point. Rosenthal, now they post up inside and a reach-in foul on Josiah Long as they're trying to get the ball inside to the 6'4", Carson Adams. And Josiah called for the reach over. Third foul on West Plains. Inbound play, lob out front. 2-0 score early on. Marshfield with the ball. Cross court to the right wing. Into the corner, Adams has it. Gets the screen, goes left. Steps across, kicks it far corner. Open, three, is off the mark. Rebound picked up Marshfield. High off the board, no good. Clayton Robbins with a rebound for West Plains. And now he loses the basketball and nearly out of bounds. West Plains breaks 10 count barely. Far side left corner, Ethan Tuma. Baseline all the way in. Dishes back. Layup. Judd is good. Aiden Judd with the lay-in. Great feed by Ethan Tuma. Aiden makes it 4-0. Down the lane. They're going to take it all the way to the hoop. No good. Over the back rebound. Adams takes it away from Tuma and lays it in. Carson Adams, first basket, first one for Marshfield. Clayton Robbins with a three on the right side, no good, short. Ball comes back toward the right corner, and it's taken there by Hunter Fryman. Now they'll shoot from the left wing for a three off the mark by Evan Couchy. Rebounded by West Plains, one and done. Up the right side, Ethan Tuma, cross court. Josiah, baseline, fall away, 15-footer, no good. Tipped high in the air, tipped out, picked up by West Plains. 4:28 to go in the first. Right corner, Tuma goes baseline, feeds it back to Robbins. Cross court pass on the left wing. Judd got a three, shoots it off the back iron, rebound off the miss by Hunter Fryman. Fryman from Marshfield. They're in all blue with white numbers. West Plains in the white with red numerals, black trim. Pass cutting down the lane. Adams turns, fades, shoots off the board, good. Carson Adams has four. It's a tie game at four. Ethan Tuma over to Kraft. Out to the point. Kraft has it, goes baseline, in. Hanging 10-footer, no good. Rebound rims off to Hunter Fryman. Playing at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic in Mountain Grove. All the games this week. All the games are on the Fox. Here's a three, and that's up and good by Hunter Fryman. And Marshfield takes a three-point lead. 7-4. Josiah, cross court. Clayton Robbins in the lane. Pulls up. 10-footer, too short. Ball comes off. Don't get a cheap foul in the back court, if you can help it. Pass up ahead. Knocked away. Stolen away. And picked back up by Marshfield. They'll get control. Fryman has it left side. Down the key all the way in. Drive ball blocked off the glass by Clayton Robbins. Good defensive play. 3-on-2 the other way. And now West Plains will throw the ball away. Josiah Long had it, lost it, and a turnover. And we get a timeout called by Marshfield. 2:56 to play, first quarter, 7-4. Marshfield leads. West Plains back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
7-4 is the score. Marshfield with the lead. And it'll be Marshfield ball in the backcourt. They bring it over the timeline. Nearly walked with it. Evan Couchy, the freshman. Pass inside ball stolen. West Plains comes away with it. They'll go back. 3-on-2 break. Layup. Josiah no good. Ethan Tuma bounces. Lays it up and good. That 7-6. Marshfield on top. Out front. Couchy. Drive. Right hand floating shot. No good. Tip to the corner. Chased down by Couchy. He'll fake. Now ball knocked away from behind. Out of bounds. Stays with Marshfield. 2:24 to go in the first quarter. From underneath, Blue Jays play it. They get it in out front. Spin to the middle. Hanging pass. Ball is going to be partially blocked, but a foul's going to be called. That wasn't even a shot. That was a pass. But Aiden Judd probably will get the foul. Aiden Judd gets his first foul. Fourth foul on West Plains this quarter, 7-6 Marshfield. Marshfield is 2-13 on the year. Inbound play, pass to the block. Here's the turn, shot off the glass, no good, too hard. Rebounded by West Plains. Off the miss by Silas Chad, just in the game, a 6'3 sophomore for Marshfield. Left baseline, Tuma tries to feed it back. Got his pass stolen. Priman in the front court in the corner. His pass is deflected and stolen. Back come West Plains with Kraft. Feeds it far corner. Open shot for a three. Josiah, that's no good. And the ball comes off into the hands of Silas Shad. Now here's a shot. That's an air ball from the corner. Taken by West Plains. Kraft all the way to the hole. Goes up left hand shot. No good. Thought he was going to draw some contact and didn't. And now lost out of bounds at the other end by Carson Adams. It'll stay with Marshfield. This game's got a little on the ragged side. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Couchy on the inbound play. We'll throw it out front. Trenton Rosenthal out front with the ball to the high post. They'll whip it to the far corner. Adams will go baseline. Skip pass out on the wing. Priman. Three, and it's in and out. Rebound, though, by Marshfield. Shot from the left point, and no good. Rebound on the weak side. 1:05 to go in the quarter. Josiah Long has it. Kraft over on the wing to the corner. Tuma. Low block. Aiden Judge. Back to the right corner. Marshfield, it would appear, playing zone right now. They are playing zone. Trying to match up. 44 seconds left. In the first, West Plains down by one. Pass inside to Judd. Foul, reach over the back foul. Will be called on Shad. For the Blue Jays. Only the second foul on Marshfield here in the first quarter. Inbound in the corner, Kraft. Left elbow, there's his shot. Pull up jumper, in and out. Rebound though, Clayton Robbins has it. Spins to the middle, right-hand scoop shot is good. Clayton can really get to the basket if he catches it on the block or in the lane somewhere. 8-7, West Plains back on top by one. They'll pressure out front on the left side in the corner and a freak-in foul in the corner on Clayton Robbins. A bad, bad foul because the offensive player was in no position to hurt you, shooting the ball. Had nowhere to go with it and did him a favor by fouling. 15 foul, 1-1 now. First free throw is good by Silas Chad. He'll get one more try. It's tied at 8. And good. And no, they're going to say the basket is good. And we'll get a foul call on Marshfield. So the free throw is good for Silas Shad. It's a 9-8 game, 17 seconds to go. And we go back to play. Left side, Josiah Long, 7 seconds. Puts it on the floor. Backdoor cut. Robbins, baseline jump shot, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. What's the score? Well, they didn't change the score. I was positive the official counted that basket on the free throw, but they called the foul as they were jostling for the rebound. Well, we'll go with what they've got. 8-8. 8 minutes in. Another 8 to go in 1 minute. You're listening to the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox 96.9. Back in a minute.
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, ProPak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
Has your partner complained that you snore rather loudly at night? Do you feel sluggish throughout the day? Sleep apnea affects 1 in 3 people worldwide. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment specializes in the latest equipment to treat sleep apnea. They will teach you how to use it properly and how to keep your supplies clean and working properly. Don't wait. Sleep well and stay healthy. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
Number 2, it's tied.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Great start, second quarter, and the score was wrong. Marshfield does have a 1-point lead. It's 9-8 as we start the second quarter here. West Plains with the basketball. To the right corner, Kraft low block. Clayton Robbins turns to the middle, back to the point. Ethan left wing, wide open, long with a three. It's no good. Rebound comes about 10 feet to the basket, but it's taken away by Aiden Judge. On the right side, Kraft, baseline, 17-footer, no good. Can't hit outside of a barn. Robbins gets it. Pump fake, leans in, shoots, no good. Got fouled, he'll shoot two. West Plains does not have their shooting goggles on right now. First foul of the ball game on Hunter Fryman for the Marshfield Blue Jays. First try is good by Clayton. And he's got one more try. Tie game at 9. No good. Tipped out. Loose picked up by Marshfield. Fryman up the right sideline. Bounce pass to the corner. Give and go. Fryman all the way. Missed the shot. Picked up by Couchy in the left corner. Adams with a 3. No good. Rebound Ethan Tuma. West Plains back. Kraft to Robin. Leans in. Shoots it. No good. They're letting a lot of contact go inside tonight, so just expect that. Now ball tipped away and stolen at midcourt. West Plains takes it. In the corner, Robbins with a 3. No good. Rebound, Judd back outside. Tuma, someone else shoot it. Make one here. Kraft, and it's good for 3. Kraft in the left corner. Jared Kraft gives West Plains their biggest lead, 12-9. Evan Couchy, front court. Now ball fumbled away and stolen away. West Plains back. Kraft takes it all the way in. Shoots high off the board. No good. But he got fouled after the turnover. And Marshfield foul will be on Bradley Shipman, a senior, 5'11 senior. So Jared Kraft at the line for West Plains, and the first free throw is no good. They must be wearing the wrong shoes tonight. No one can shoot the basketball. 12-9, West Plains. 6.5 to go in the half. And good on the next drive. Kraft makes one out of 2. He has four. 13-9. Over on the left point. Now Couchy cutting down the lane. Here's Adams, and he'll be held, and a foul will be called on Josiah Long. Josiah will pick up his second foul, so he has to come out. Landon Montgomery will check in for West Plains. Already on the bench, Jacob Moore got two fouls in the first minute of the ballgame, so he's been over there for a long time. Pass on the inbound, fed back to Fryman, who will move it outside to Couchy. 6 minutes, 10 seconds left, first half. In the right quarter, the Jays have it, down by four. Bounce pass to Couchy, back to the right wing. They'll hold, kick it to the right corner. Pass across, bad pass stolen. Landon Montgomery comes away with it. West Plains long up the floor, touch pass back, Tuma. Feet in the middle. There's the pass up and no good by Robbins. Got it back. Goes up. Scored. Foul in the play. Basket counts. And a chance for a three-point play for Clayton Robbins, who now has seven. Bradley Shipman gets his second foul. Fifteen to nine. 5:46 to go. First game tonight won by Norwood over Mountain Grove. Free throw is good. 71-56, the final in that game. Clayton Robbins, three-point play. 16-9-7. This is the biggest lead so far for either team. In the right corner, open shot. Fryman, three, way off the mark. And back come West Plains with Ethan Tuma. Clayton Robbins, right point, right wing. Kraft, baseline. Aiden Judd. Dribbles out, gets it to Jerry Kraft, high post. Clayton Robbins has it back to Kraft on the right wing. Three is up in the air and no good. And loose on the floor. Ball is going to be on the deck. Hot four, picked up by Aiden Judd. And we'll get a jump ball call. It'll go Marshfield's way with 5:06 to play in the half. Looks like we've got a timeout coming. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 5:06 to play, first half, 16-9. West Plains leads Marshfield back at 30 seconds on the clock.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
West Plains has outscored Marshfield here in quarter number two by a margin of 8-0. And that 1 point deficit now, a lead. Here's the inbound pass. Up, no good. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Marshfield. West Plains got the ball right under the basket and couldn't convert. So back to play. It'll be Ethan Tuma, Landon Montgomery, Jared Kraft, Clayton Robbins, and Aiden Judd, the five for West Plains. In the front court, ball deflected to the back court, picked up by Adams for Marshfield. He is double-teamed now out to the high post. They move the ball out front on the right side now. This is Silas Chad to the left corner. Adams to the high post. Turn shot off the board. Too hard. Rebound. Clayton Robbins up the right side. Kraft has it. Cross court. Judd feeds it back to Robbins. Cross court pass. Kraft travel with the basketball. Turnover number three on West Plains. Still 16-9. The offense has not been abundant so far. We've played 11 and a half minutes and have a grand total of 25 points. Down the lane, here's a cut. No good off the miss that time for Marshfield by Leighton Calloway, a 6'4 junior. West Plains gets it back. Robbins in the corner for a 3-0. Tuma rebounds, puts it up and good. Ethan's second basket, he has four. 18-9. We played over half of the second quarter. And another turnover, take it away, tipped by Aiden Judd up ahead. Montgomery back to Aiden, now at the right point. Tuma, hook pass to Little Buck. Robbins, drop step underneath, right hand reverse, no good. Picked up by Marshfield. They lose it, and a two-handed dunk by Clayton Robbins. 20-9. Double team the basketball near midcourt. Good double team whistle, and we'll get timeout called. It looks like by Marshfield. 3:13 to go. Another timeout. It will be a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Fox 96.9.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
All right, it has been all West Plains here in the second quarter, and they have pulled out to a 20-9 lead on Marshfield. Jays called the last time out. They've got it at midcourt. Back in the game at the point for them is Evan Kowski, the freshman. Pass across, out of bounds, touched by West Plains. West Plains has outscored Marshfield 12-0. Here in the second quarter. Couchy at the point. West Plains jumps and traps out of the zone. Now to the left corner. Adams to the right elbow. Here's Couchy open inside. No good. Can't get shot the ball. And Kraft will be fouled on the rebound as he got the rebound. That'll be a fourth team foul on the Marshfield Blue Jays. And I believe Callaway got that foul. Leighton Callaway. Yep. West Plains brings it down, trying to add to this 11-point lead. Landon Montgomery with a three in the corner. No good, but bounces over the backboard. And it'll go back over to Marshfield. Landon doesn't play very many minutes, but when he has played, he has really played pretty good. And he's a shooter. He can shoot the basketball. Coming off the bench. In the right corner, Adams, open, three, launch, air ball. But it's going to be retrieved by Marshfield. Left corner. They'll fire that one up for three. That's no good. And we'll get a foul called on the rebound on, looks like, Aiden Judd for West Plains. Big Aiden gets his second foul of the ball game. 2:24 to go. I can spot the West Plains contingent here tonight a mile away. Glowing in red. Right baseline. Follow away shot from 10 feet. Good. Nice shot by Hunter Fryman, who now has five. It's 20-11. Kraft right corner. Tuma open three. It's in and out. And the rebound is going to be controlled by West Plains. Tuma comes away with it. On the wing. Robbins three. No good. Man, he cannot buy a three. And the ball out of bounds again over the backboard. Goes back to Marshfield. You may be able to shoot 30% in this game and win easily. West Plains back to the zone. Couchy out front for Marshfield. High screen goes that way. Picks up the dribble. Lost it. Got it back. At the left point, Fryman thought about shooting the three. And now a whistle. And the Marshfield coach is out on the floor. They stopped the game, blew the whistle, thought he was calling timeout. Well, he's 5 feet out on the floor. No wonder they thought something was up. Inbound left corner. Adams beats it inside for Marshfield. Pass deflected and stolen. Clayton Robbins comes away with it. 9 first half turnovers on Marshfield. 3 for West Plains. Pass to the point. Terrible pass. Tipped away. Stolen away. And laid up. And that ball was tipped. The ball was on the rim. That ball will not count. Marshfield tipped that ball in while it was hanging on the rim. So no basket. Trenton Rosenthal followed the play up, but the ball was definitely on the rim when he touched it. Kraft down the lane. 13-foot floater is good. There we go. Jared Kraft has 6. 22-11. On the right side from way out, Tryman with a 3. It's Rick. Taken down by Clayton Robbins. Up the left side, Montgomery on the baseline. Back to the point, Ethan Tuma. 32 seconds left in the half. Tuma drives in, and he gets fouled. And that'll be the 5th foul on Marshfield, so a 1-1 for West Plains. Foul call on Hunter Fryman is 2nd. And so, Ethan Tuma with 4 points tonight. First free throw is no good here. Zizzers have been very average at the line so far tonight. 3 out of 6. And no good. He just shot the ball well in general. So 2 misses for Ethan Tuma, 22-11. 20 seconds to go in the half. Gauchy at the point. He'll move over. And now back to the middle of the floor. Ball deflected. Back over goes Couchy. Left corner. Open shot for a 3. That's short. And now Robbins is fouled in the back court with 6/10 of a second left as he was going to pass the ball up the sideline. He got grabbed and he'll shoot a 1-1. And this is a gift right here. A gift opportunity to add 2 points right before the halftime break. That's the 2nd foul on Carson Adams. 1-1. And it's good. Everybody was standing around like it was 2 shots. Not 2 shots. One more try for Clayton Robbins. No good. Montgomery got it off at the horn, nearly made it, and that's the end of the first half. So Clayton got 1 out of 2. And that's the break. It's West Plains with a 23-11 lead against Marshfield. Timeout back in 3 minutes on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Now's the time to buy an L-Series Kubota tractor from your family-owned Kubota dealer, Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Kubota L-Series tractors provide high performance, outstanding durability, and ease of operations. Right now, get the L-Series tractor with zero down, zero APR for up to 60 months now through 2/16/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details. At Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Now's the time to buy an L-Series Kubota tractor from your family-owned Kubota dealer, Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Kubota L-Series tractors provide high performance, outstanding durability, and ease of operations. Right now, get the L-Series tractor with zero down, zero APR for up to 60 months now through 2/16/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details. At Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment.
Looking for a compact track loader with next level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
-16 is the halftime score. West Plains leading Marshfield. Game four is Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic here at Mountain Grove High School in this wonderful facility they have. Again, if you've never been inside this building and you get a chance to come to a game, come to a game. It is very comfortable. It's beautiful, spacious, and I'm broadcasting from the mezzanine, so that's pretty good. Anyway, halftime scoring, first of all, Clayton Robbins is the leading scorer for West Plains. He has 11 points at the break. Jared Kraft has 6. Ethan Tuma has 4. And Aiden Judd has 2. Marshfield, and that's the story of the game. Marshfield absolutely could not score in the second quarter. West Plains outscored him 15-2. And for the first half, their leading scorer is Hunter Fryman with 5. Carson Adams has 4. Silas Shad has 2. And that's it. That is it. But Marshfield did commit 9 turnovers in the first half to 4 for West Plains. The Zizzers from the free throw line in the first half shot 9 and only made 4. Marshfield, 2 out of 4 from the line in the first half. So, at halftime, 23-11, we've got great games coming up Thursday night from here, and we'll get to that coming up next on the Fox 96.9.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
If your doctor prescribes oxygen therapy for you or a family member, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is your go-to provider for reliable oxygen services. They have multiple options for patients needing oxygen. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been providing oxygen to patients for over 40 years and has a trained staff to take care of you. Respiratory services are their expertise. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
23-11 as we get ready to start second half here at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic. And the West Plains Scissors have the lead, 23-11. Now tomorrow night we'll have a Grizzly game on the radio from the Civic Center. That'll be against Three Rivers Community College tomorrow night in West Plains. Now here Thursday night, we'll have two games on the radio. Norwood and Liberty at 6. That'll be a good game. And West Plains and Hartville, what should be a dandy, at 7:30. Second half gets ready to start here. West Plains starting 5. Jacob Moore, Josiah Long, Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, and Clayton Robbins. And in the first half, Jacob Moore was out there for a grand total of 58 seconds. He got two fouls in the first minute, and he was done for the half. We start the second half. West Plains will start in the trap and try to enlarge this lead. Starting 5 for Marshfield. They'll take it to the basket. Shot banked in by Carson Adams. And he has 6 points as he took it toward the basket and banked it in straight on. 23-13. This is their basketball to the right corner. Long to Tuma. Has the screen now. Over the top to the left corner. Clayton Robbins, 3. It's short. And the rebound picked up by Couchy. Now Couchy, cross-court pass to Adams. Wrap around to the far right corner. Open shot. Freiman for 3. No good. And Josiah Long gets the rebound for West Plains. Has the ball taken away by Couchy. And now down the lane, Adams back to the right corner. Couchy with a 3, and it's good. So he has a 3, and it's down to a 7-point game, 23-16. Baseline, Josiah Long. Jared Kraft, open 3, right wing, no good. Man, we can't make a 3, and the ball is going to be controlled by Marshfield. Couchy up the right side, now down the lane. They'll stop the shot. Blocked out of bounds by Kraft. Trenton Rosenthal tried to shoot over Jared. Didn't work. Out of bounds. 6:32 to go in the third. Down to a 7-point game. In the key to the far left corner. One bounce, a pop for a 3, and it's a round and out. Rebound Josiah Long for West Plains. West Plains in the white comes from right to left on the radio. On the right side, Clayton Robbins steps through, puts up the floater with the left hand. Good. Clayton Robbins makes it 25-16, and now ball out of bounds at the other end. I'm trying to readjust my table. I'm up here, way up here on the mezzanine level. And sometimes that ball goes toward me. It can disappear at times. Here's a ball stolen on the inbound pass. Ethan Tuma comes away with it. High post, Jacob Moore. Ethan Tuma on the right wing. Dribbles out, gets it back over to Jared Kraft. Baseline, Josiah Long, wide open. 10-footer, good. Josiah Long has his first basket of the ball game. 27-16. At the left point, return pass. Adams drives in all the way, puts it in off the glass. Now we're going to give that to Easton Hyder, his first basket. 27-18, high post, Moore on the wing. Back to the point, left wing. Kraft baseline, floater from 12 feet, good. Jarrett's starting to get the feel now. 29-18, front court Hyder all the way, hook pass across, through the hands, and now behind the back pass is saved by Cucci, and he'll be fouled in the lane by Jacob Moore. That'll be his third. Ethan, no, it is on Jacob Moore. That's his third. Inbound play underneath. Cucci with a shot, no good. Partially blocked. Aiden Judge comes away with it. And West Plains now in the front court as Jacob Moore goes back to the bench now with three fouls. In the lane, up and under, right hand shot, good by Clinton Robbins. All you have to do is give him the ball in the post. There is no way, no way, no way that they can stop him inside. Cucci at midcourt. Ball is, oh, I'm grabbing a reach-in foul on West Plains on Josiah Long. Boy, we can pile up the fouls. He's got three. Jacob Moore's got three. It'll be Marshfield ball at midcourt. So Josiah goes out. Landon Montgomery comes in. So they go seven deep. This is it. That's all we got. Here's a drive down the lane. Up, no good. Too strong on the shot by Trenton Rosenthal. West Plains back. Ball deflected, lost out of bounds by Marshfield. Stays with West Plains. 4:18 to go in the third. 31-18 is the score. West Plains by 13 points. I say all we got is seven dressed out. There's JV tournament going on here too. West Plains is in. We got a lot of those kids over there. Tuma, outside right wing. Kraft for a three. No good. Ball hits the deck on the rebound. And up the right side, Carson Adams. Now in the front court. Trenton Rosenthal. Marshfield just kind of trying to hang in the ball game here. Cucci at the point to the left elbow. Keeps the dribble alive. Now pulls it back. Lob left corner. Fryman. Down the key, all the way in, right hand. Driving layup is good by Trenton Rosenthal. 31-20 with 3:38 to play. Third quarter, Ethan Tuma. To the point, to the left wing. Montgomery inside. We get a whistle and a travel. So Marshfield basketball from the far end of the floor. Front court, Marshfield in the blue. An 11-point game. It's 12 at halftime. All on the left sideline now. Back to the point. Rosenthal to the left corner. Cucci with a three. No good. Weak side rebound. Robbins, and he got fouled on the rebound that time. Let's see who gets credit for that. Probably Rosenthal. No. He'll be 13 instead of 23. Lighten Callaway with his second foul. Backcourt, West Plains walks it up the floor. In the middle, here's Judge. Turns, faces, shoots, no good. Got fouled, though. We got the ball inside. Like we should, and a foul is called on the play. Aiden Judd will go to the line, and he'll shoot two. That is the second foul on Leighton Callaway for Marshfield. First free throw is good by Aiden Judd. Now Next try is no good. 12-point game again, 32-20. Left side, Coochie to the left corner. Coochie cuts to the basket, bobbled it, picked it up, shot it, missed it, rebound. Aiden Judd has it for West Plains. Nearly double dribbled the ball. Now he gets it to Clayton Robbins, free throw line. Passes inside. Kraft nearly lost it. Stumbled. Picks it up. Gets it back into Clayton. Drop step. Right hand, baby. Hook shot. No good. Coochie up the middle of the floor. Left corner. Open. Three is off the lip of the rim. And it'll be controlled by Marshfield. They're scrappers. Baseline drive in. Pump fake. Laid up and good by Trenton Rosenthal. 32-22. 1:58 to go in the third quarter and a steal. Oh, it's knocked away but picked up by Jared Kraft. Callaway got out there and got a hand on it. Now Montgomery as Marshfield becomes a little more aggressive. Terrible pass inside. Tried to get it down low to Judd. And Clayton Robbins threw it right to the defender for Marshfield. And now, in the right corner, other side, for a three, it's no good. Tipped out, picked up. Marshfield will go up again, no good. And up a third time and in. The Jays have kept themselves in the ballgame. Timeout, 1:20 to go in the third. It'll be a full timeout on the floor. 1:20 left in the third, 32-24. West Plains leads Marshfield at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic on the Fox. Back in 1 minute.
Ready to build your barn dominium?
Grove Pet Supply is a family-owned and operated business bringing quality pet foods to the area at a competitive price. Their dog and cat foods are from Nutrisource, Sport Mix, ProPak, and more. They carry Zupreme for birds and KT for small pets. You'll find a variety of toys and treats, collars and leashes from Lupine, as well as Coastal for hunting enthusiasts. Call them at 417-349-3488. Drop by and see them at 8401 Outer Road, Mountain Grove, or find them on Facebook at Grove Pet Supply.
We're in that time of year where you have cool nights and mornings with warm afternoons. The fluctuating temperatures will cause that rock chip you've been ignoring to start racing across your windshield. See Kevin at S&P Quality Auto Glass in West Plains. He can fix the rock chip before it's too late, and he installs new glass if you waited until your windshield looks like a roadmap. S&P Quality Auto Glass on Highway 63 next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
We come back with West Plains on possession, leading by 8. On the right side, it's Kraft. 32-24, 1:08 to go in the quarter. Right wing, Kraft open, 15-footer, and good. You normally give him that shot, he will take it and make it, and he has 10, 34-24. Under a minute now. Coochie up front on the right wing. Off pass over the top. Touch pass to the middle. Adams to the left corner. Open shot for a three. Fryman, no good. Rebound. Clayton Robbins has it for West Plains. Up the right side, Judd. Front court, Montgomery. Travel with the basketball. So down to 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. West Plains winning the turnover battle. Marshfield has 10. Zizzers have 7. Over on the right to the high post, Adams. He's not a threat to shoot it. Gives the ball back now. They'll move it out on the left side. Fryman in the corner. Bounce pass in. Fryman goes up with a shot. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Marshfield. West Plains basketball with 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Plenty of time. 16 seconds left. Kraft drives, kicks it far side. Robbins nearly lost it. Out of bounds. Wraparound bounce pass off the knee. Out of bounds off Aiden Judd. Turnover, West Plains. Bad passes. Three seconds at midcourt. Coochie. Left quarter, three is in the air, and no good. That's the end of the third quarter. Marshfield trimmed 2 points off their halftime deficit after three. West Plains 34, Marshfield 24. And we're back in a minute on the Fox.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brake should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
It's the Coyote Winter Savings Event. Hi, this is Riley. Get ready to rev up your homestead, hobby farm, or ranch game. Purchase a Coyote CK Series tractor and receive a free loader. That's right, you'll get a bonus attachment to help you tackle even the toughest tasks. And to make it even sweeter, you'll also score 2.99% financing for 84 months. That's a whole lot of savings and a whole lot of power at your fingertips. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains today. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Our score is 34-24, a really low-scoring game. West Plains normally scores a little over 60 a night. But neither team really able to get a whole lot going offensively. West Plains has it to start the fourth quarter. Jacob Morris back out there, starting five for West Plains. Kraft baseline, pull-up, 13-footer, is nothing but net. If they give him that 12 to 15 foot shot all the rest of the game, he's going to have a bunch. Baseline drive off the other end for Marshfield. They'll double team the ball. They'll get it out front from Hyder. Ball tipped away, picked back up in the lane. Turnaround jump shot is good. Quite a shot that time by Layton Calloway, 6'4 sophomore. 36-26. Left corner, Josiah Long, unguarded, feeds it over. Clayton, wide open three, no good. Man, he cannot make a three tonight. 36-26. On the baseline, the other end. Hyder cut off. Far side pass. Adams. Inside lost. Picked up by Jacob Morris. Now in the corner. Here's a shot up and good for three. Josiah Long with a three from the left corner. He has five now. 39-26. Down the lane. Here's a cut. Layup. No good. But a foul. And Layton Calloway will get to the line for Marshfield here. I believe Jacob Moore got his fourth foul, and he sure did. So a 13-point game, 6:42 to go. Aiden Judd will check in for Jacob. And the free throw by Calloway is no good. Aiden checks in. Jacob checks out. One more try for the 6'4 sophomore from Marshfield. It's good. West Plains front court with Kraft to the right corner. Josiah Long, Jacob, or Jared on the wing down low. Posting up. Judd inside. Has it knocked away. This is over. Put up. No good by Clayton Robbins. Picked up by Kraft. He gets banged around and now a late foul, but a foul all the same. Jared Kraft had three guys. He got the Malachi crunch from three different directions. Foul is on Hyder. That'll be his second for Marshfield. Inbound play underneath. There's Robbins with a catch. Lays it up. No good from a foot. And he goes up with the next one and gets fouled. So two shots, 6:15 to go. Clayton Robbins at the line. First try, no good. That was the first foul call on Trenton Rosenthal from Marshfield. Next try, no good. And tipped out of bounds, and it'll be whose basketball? Be Marshfield ball. I haven't seen Clayton Robbins struggle shooting the ball like this in a long time. Time to give it up. on the left side with 6 minutes to play. Bounce pass to the corner. They'll move it back out front with Hyder on the right wing. Cucci at the left point. Cucci shoots a three from the right wing. It bounces twice on the rim. No good. Lost out of bounds by Aiden Judd. It'll be Marshfield ball. 5:48 to play. First game was a blowout. This one, not so much, but that 12-point lead for West Plains feels bigger than 12 right now. Here's the lob on the inbound play out front. Hyder on the left wing. In the corner, Callaway has it. Pass inside, give and go. Callaway up inside, no good. Got fouled from behind, though, by Clayton Robbins. That'll be his second. .535 to go. 39-27. West Plains leads. Leighton Callaway to shoot another free throw. This one's good. 39-28. And good again. 39-29. Marshfield is still in this game. Up the left side, Ethan Pimper to the baseline. Hook pass into the lane. Robbins bounces once, goes up and scores. .41-29. Back the other way. Quick shot for a three in the corner. No good. Rebound, Josiah Long. Up the floor. Ethan Tuma circles out. Gives it back to Robbins in the lane. Feeds it through the hands. Out of bounds. Intended for Aiden Judd. Too hot on the pass. Turnover West Plains. First of the quarter. And they're ninth for the ball game. Turnover number about a wash. 11 for Marshfield, 9 for West Plains. 5:04 to play. 41-29. Here come the Jays with it. Cucci at the point, guarded by Ethan Tuma. Straight man-to-man by West Plains. High screen, off the screen. Cucci, baseline, fall away. No good. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. West Plains up the floor to Tuma. And he lost the ball, turned it over at midcourt. Now up the floor, pump fake inside, blocked out of bounds by Robbins. He'll stay with Marshfield. On the inbound pass, Marshfield from underneath on the baseline. Back to the corner. To the post. Cucci back to the right point. Trenton Rosenthal. Now Callaway down the lane all the way. Puts it high off the board. Won't fall. Loose on the deck. Picked up by West Plains. Bounce off a leg of Marshfield. And it's zizzer ball. Great hustle by Ethan Tuma that time to save the possession for West Plains, diving before that ball got out of bounds. Ethan Tuma. Front court, Kraft. 4 minutes, 10 seconds left. In the right corner, Josiah. Far side, hook pass, cross court, stolen. Now in the front court, here's a right-hand runner way off the mark by Carson Adams. West Plains back 2-on-2 break. They'll circle outside. Kraft with 3:50 to go. On the right side, Tuma. And now pass inside from Judd to Long, and he cuts and is fouled on his entry into the lane. 3 team fouls. And that is the second foul on Trenton Rosenthal from Marshfield. Inbound play, Kraft pull-up shot, no good. Got his own board, though. Double team down low, back out front. Aiden Judd to the right wing. Josiah Long open in the corner. Tuma, three, no good. Rebound, Marshfield. Quick up the floor, all the way in. Right-hand layup is up and in by Callaway. front court, Clayton Robbins for West Plains. Up by 10. On the right wing, Josiah Long just holds it. We're under 3 minutes to go. Long out front. Robbins going to shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebound on the weak side. Let's move it back outside, fellas. Nope, we're going to take it back to the basket. Layup by Clayton Robbins. Good on the feet from Peyton Judd. Timeout, West Plains, and call. I think Coach Miller called that timeout. And if he did, he's going to tell us if that happens again, you take the ball out. 2:42 to go. 43-31. West Plains by 12. Back in 1 minute on the Fox.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24-7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing 256-7628.
Iron Brand Realty, now serving Arkansas and Missouri, has agents for all real estate transactions. Whether you're looking to buy or sell residential, commercial, or farmland, Iron Brand Realty has an agent that can help. Iron Brand Realty is conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Stop in and see us or call 417-372-8076. Iron Brand Realty is proud to support Zizzer Athletics. Once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer.
Okay, after the time, a foul on Evan Cucci for Barnesville. West Plains on possession, up 12. Josiah Long at the right point, Aiden Judd. Judd back to Jared Kraft. Splits the D, pulls up, 7 foot runner is good. And Jared Kraft, took him a while to get warmed up tonight. But he's got 14, 45-31. Right corner, open shot, three, good. That's Trenton Rosenthal. Timeout called by Marshfield. 2:05 to go in the ball game, and we'll take a timeout too with the score. West Plains 45, Marshfield 34. Back in a minute on the Fox.
Since 1981, Bell's Body Shop in West Plains has offered the very best in collision repair, hail damage repair, and paint. Today, the business is still thriving, being family-owned and operated, carrying on the legacy that Mark Bell built in his years of operation. So when you need body work done to your vehicle, there's only one name that should ring a bell. Bell's Body Shop on South 63 in West Plains. When there's a dent in what you drive, call 256-1335. Bell's Body Shop.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
All right, 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter. West Plains has led most of the way. They did not lead after one, is 9-8, but have pretty much since then with an 11-point game. Ethan Tumas, Josiah Long. Long in the front court, on the dribble, nearly lost it. Wraparound bounce pass in, far side. Judge is going to shoot a three, and it's no good. Tipped out of bounds. What are we doing shooting a three? 45-34 with 1:53 to go, and it'll be Marshfield basketball. Cucci up front in the front court to the left sideline now. Callaway will take it in. Cross-court pass. Down the middle. Work to the rim. Layup is good by Trent Rosenthal. We're down to 1:38. It's a 9-point game. Aiden Judd in the front court. Bounce pass out to Kraft. Nearly got fouled. Got it over to Tuma. Kicked it to the corner to Judd. We're running time now. Down the lane all the way. Step through Kraft. Lays it up and good. Nice play. 16 now for Jared Kraft. 47-36. Left corner, Callaway, double team. Picks up the dribble to the far corner. Open shot again for a three is no good this time by Trenton Rosenthal. And West Plains has it. This one's over with 1:05 to go. Jared Kraft out front to Tuma. Down the lane. Dish off inside. Robbins lays it up. Good foul in the play. The basket counts for Clayton Robbins. That makes it 49-36. And a foul on the Jays with 57 seconds to play. So West Plains will go to 9-8 with a win here tonight. Third foul call. First free throw, the only free throw, no good by Robbins. He's just had a devil of a time shooting the ball tonight. He's going to have to shoot it a lot better Thursday. Left side, quick three is no good. Rebound by West Plains, taking Morris tied up. And with 46 seconds to play, it's Marshfield basketball. 49-36. Inbound underneath, wide open, shot no good, but a foul. Clayton Robbins going to be called for his third foul from behind. As he blocked that shot, but got the arm. Stops the clock because you don't want to foul when you got a 13-point lead less than a minute ago. That's another thing. You don't want to do that. Free throw try, though. First try is no good by Trenton Rosenthal for the Marshfield Blue Jays, who will slip to 2-14. No good. Rebound, though, put back up by Callaway, and it's good. All of Callaway's points have been in this quarter. He's got 9. Timeout Marshfield. 40 seconds left. It's an 11-point game. 49-38, and we come back in a minute on the Fox.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers too. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
In the backcourt, West Plains plays it inbound. Jared Kraft, long pass up ahead. They'll feed it back to Robbins. He'll go into the lane, put up a right-handed floater. Good. Clayton Robbins makes it 51-38 at the point. Adams from Marshfield, no good. As the rebound to Robbins, and I think that will just about do it. Tuma walks with the ball in the backcourt. Turnover, West Plains. 13 on the ball game. 51-38. Blue Jay basketball in their front court. In the left corner, they'll shoot for three, and it's good by Rosenthal. And naturally, we'll get a timeout. So it's a 10-point game. Marshfield is going to draw up a 10-point play, or a way to score 10 points in 12.8 seconds. Evidently, so a timeout. And back in 30 seconds on the Fox.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
12.8 seconds to go. Marshfield called that last time out after they made the three to make it 51-41. There's no way. But keeping hope alive, I guess. Clayton Robbins will throw the ball in. If he gets the ball in, that's just about it. There it is, inbounded. Back to Clayton. Brings it up the floor. Spins, goes to the basket, lays it up and good. And that's the ball game. 53-41 is the final score. West Plains picked up their ninth win of the year. We'll come back to recap in 30 seconds on the Fox.
Looking for a compact track loader with next level performance? Coyote has it. Hi, this is Riley. Our TL750 track loader boasts exceptional lift heights that effortlessly conquer any loading task. It can handle the tough jobs with ease and take on landscaping, construction, and more with confidence. Right now, during our winter savings event, get up to $6,000 cash back. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains to learn more. Coyote, we dig dirt.
All right, the final score of the ball game, West Plains wins at 53-41. Scoring for West Plains, Clayton Robbins had a game-high 25 points, 16 for Jared Krapp, 5 points for Josiah Long, 4 for Ethan Tuma, and 3 points for Aiden Judd. For the Marshfield Blue Jays, their leading scorer with 12 was Trenton Rosenthal. They also got 9 points, all in the fourth quarter by Leighton Callaway. So West Plains with the win, they go to 9-8. They'll play Hartville here on Thursday night. That'll be game number 2. Game number 1 of the evening, we'll have Liberty play Norwood. That'll start at 6. That's Thursday night, both games and all games from the tournament here on the Fox 96.9. Final here, 53-41, West Plains beats Marshfield, and Norwood wins game 1 tonight over Mountain Grove, 71-56. For Dylan Groves in studio, Harlan Hutchison saying goodnight from Mountain Grove.
This has been the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic, presented by the following Mountain Grove, Hartville, and Norwood businesses. S&M Butcher Shop, State Farm Insurance, Stephen Gum, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, Grove Pet Supply, Oak Star Bank, Shelter Insurance Agent Ryan Wynn, and Gunter Construction.